we learned that you can't do it all yourself. So you need to put trust in your key people to help you run the business. That's one of the hardest lessons that we learned. And today, you know, it pretty much does. Those people that we've nurtured along the way are pretty much running the business day to day.
Welcome to Common Roots, an infra podcast.
And I'm your host, Haley Craig.
Independent natural food retailers are as diverse and unique as the communities they serve. From urban to rural, East Coast to West Coast, small to large, there's one thing that these stores have in common, a deep commitment to providing healthy foods to their communities. In celebration of Infra's 20th anniversary, we're handing over the mic to 20 Infra members to share their challenges and triumphs in navigating the world of natural food retail. Are our common roots really so common? Let's find out. Today, we are joined by Diana Hicks from Mama Jean's Natural Market, and this is their story. Thanks for joining us today, Diana. Do you just want to start by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about your store?
Okay, I'm Diana Hicks. I'm the co-owner, along with Susie Kawamoto, of Mama Jean's Natural Market, and we have three stores in Springfield, Missouri.
And do you just want to chat a little bit about kind of the area that you're located in, a little bit about your community that your stores are a part of?
All three of our stores are totally different. We started with the first one, and it is at 228 South Campbell in Springfield. And we call it the campus location. It's more where college kids shop and people who won't drive to the south part of town. Our second location was at 1110 East Republic Road, and it is kind of on the cusp of a pretty affluent neighborhood, so that's actually our highest grossing store. And it's more, you know, ladies who have a, you know, no budget. So that's what happens there. And then our East Sunshine store is, we put in 2013, and it is kind of a mix of both. So we have all kinds of people that shop there, not any specific, it's more, you know, mainstream. But yeah, so all three are totally different. And that it's good, makes it work.
Yeah. And so the location of each of your stores, was that intentional to kind of serve those different kinds of communities? Or is that something you found out along the way?
That's kind of something we found out along the way. Whenever we had the one store, well, we never dreamed in a million years that we would ever have two stores. But we were so well received that we couldn't keep our shelves stocked, you know, and we didn't have enough room for back stock to keep up with until the next time we got a truck. So we were like, oh, well, we need to do something. And so I knew a guy that was putting in a strip center. And so he let us go in there. And so it just kind of fell into place. And then we decided the same thing was happening at both Republic Road and Campbell. So that's when we decided, well, maybe we need a third location. So we actually bought that building that we're in on East Sunshine.
And yeah, what is the landscape like in the areas that you're in? Is Mama Jean's kind of one of the only natural food stores around? Is there a lot of big corporate chains?
Well, one store is just a stone's throw west of Sam's. That's what the building that we bought housed the furniture broker, and that was always their advertisement. We're just a stone's throw west of Sam's. And so we've kind of used that same thing. So we have Sam's right by us, and then another mainstream grocery store kind of across the street a little ways, which we find it works better if we're by a conventional store, because if they don't have something, then they can stop in Mama Jean's. The Republic Road store is across the street from a grocery store, a Price Cutter. But the one on Campbell is right across the street from Bass Pro Shops, the headquarters here. And so, we didn't plan any of it. It's just what was available when we needed space.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. And when did you join Infra, and what kind of initially motivated you to want to become a member?
I want to say we joined in 2015. And I'm not sure of the exact date, but Colleen invited us to a luncheon and we really liked her and what, you know, we decided, yeah, there's strength in numbers. They have a lot of resources and tools that we can use and educational resources. And we enjoy the conference and, you know, has a lot of information and inspirational. And, you know, we just loved getting together with our peers and talking about business.
I love it. It's clear that you really enjoy being involved in your community. So you have things such as your Change for Change program and kind of outlining all of the local events that you participate in. So can you share how these initiatives and events that you take part in have made a meaningful impact on your community and how that kind of fits within the greater Mama Jean's vision?
Well, I mean, from the very beginning, Mama Jean's was very well received, and we even had customers put an ad in the local shopper. Hey, check out this new store, Mama Jean's. It's very cool. And so, you know, I've always been a firm believer in giving back to the community. And plus, once you get to be a new big business, you have all these people contacting you. Can you sponsor my kids' baseball? And it's hard to say no. So we came up with this Change for Change program. So you didn't have to say no. And you could say, well, we can put you on the list for our Change for Change. And so then after that got people found out about that, then we had a list, you know, a long list. Well, then one year, Susie's daughter, Kelly, she was working with us at the time. And she said, Mom, I want to build a tiny home for the unhoused. And so we got with this local charity, Eden Village. We checked them out and we loved what they were doing. So we put a halt on all of our Change for Change and we made Eden Village our Change for Change. It took us 3 years. We raised enough money, $35,000, to build the tiny home just with, and I get choked up sometimes when I talk about it. But anyway, yeah, just from employees putting their spare change and customers putting their spare change and then Mama Jean's matching. It took us 3 years, but we built the tiny home. So we were very proud of that.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so the Change for Change, this was something that Mama Jean's created. This was like your own program, right?
Yeah.
That you started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did because people kept asking us to donate to, you know, and you couldn't do them all. So we just decided to do a monthly thing where one charity a month. And so we've been doing that since probably... Oh, I'd say we probably started it a couple of years after we were a business. So since 2004, I'd say.
Yeah. And I feel like so inspirational for other retailers, too, to know like it was such a simple program that you can implement that takes very mm-hmm. little cost or effort.
You know, and it goes along with our mission statement, which is to provide the highest quality of food at the fairest price and while giving back to our community.
Yeah. So another thing about Mama Jean's is you're women owned. And so as women entrepreneurs, especially in the natural foods industry, you clearly, you know, have created this values driven, thriving business. So how do you think being a women owned company has influenced your approach to leadership, decision making, running your company? And what advice would you give to other women looking to start their own business?
You know, we just decided early on that we were going to put our staff and our customers before business. And then, you know, if you got happy customers and happy employees, then the business side pretty much takes care of itself. So that's kind of how we've been running. And then as far as any advice that I would give, I would just say, probably you need to work in the industry for a while to make sure that it's something you love and that you're passionate about, because in those early formidable years, you're going to work a lot of hours and you're not going to get paid a lot. So you better be doing something that you love.
Yeah. Be ready for the ride.
Be ready. Yeah. Be ready to pivot at any given time because it happens.
And so Mama Jean's is a tribute to both your and Susie's mothers. So how do you think their values and legacy influence the way that you run Mama Jean's and the, you know, build those connections that you have with your customers?
Well, I might cry on this. Well, I mean, when Susie came to me and she's like, I got an idea for a name. And her niece, which lived with her mom at the time, she called her grandma Mama Jean. And I always called my mom Mama. And so she goes, what if we called it Mama Jean's? And that would be a tribute to your mom and a tribute to mine. Like, I love it. And so Jean, oh my gosh, she was like a workhorse. She had the best work ethic. I mean, she always said, you got to work harder than your employees. And, you know, my mom, I feel like, put the social aspect in there because she never met a stranger, you know. And then we lost Jean last year, and that was hard on everyone. And I lost my mom back in 2012, but they still live on through Mama Jean's.
Yeah. And what a beautiful tribute to have, obviously, the name, which is lovely, but having that just be a part of your daily life.
Right.
At home and in your store, you know. That's wonderful. And so you and Susie, you're not related, right? Are you just friends?
Or we're just friends, yeah.
Friends. Okay. Okay.
We're more like sisters now.
Yeah. Yeah. I
bet. We fight like sisters.
And so what would you say is, I know we kind of already talked about this a little bit, but just some of the most valuable lessons that you've learned in running your business.
Well, you learn from your mistakes. Don't make them again. That's one. I mean, that for the longest time, Susie and I did everything. And I mean, she was basically running the business for 6 years on her own. And I just worked evenings and weekends because I had another job. And then after we opened the second store, she was like, come on, I need your help. And so we learned that you can't do it all yourself. So you need to put trust in your key people to help you run the business. That's one of the hardest lessons that we learned. And today, you know, it pretty much does. Those people that we've nurtured along the way are pretty much running the business day to day.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many total employees do you have?
Yeah, I think it's around 165.
Okay. Wow.
Employees between the three stores.
What is one of the things or some of the things that you love or that excite you about the natural foods industry?
Well, I mean, early on, we made it a commitment that if we could get products locally, we were going to try to get local products rather than source from other places that we don't know. We have a lot of really good products that come from our town. Some that are in other stores, but some just you can only get at Mama Jean's. And we have a couple of local pizzas, one out of St. Louis, but one right out of Springfield that we love. Askenosi chocolate that is available, you know, worldwide, I believe, or at least I've seen them on the West Coast. But anyway, their headquarters is here in Springfield. The Date Lady, she's out of Springfield, and I know I've seen her at some KHE shows, so I know she's out there. We have a really good vegan product, and it's called Jake's, and it's Jake's burger meat, Jake's breakfast patties. I mean, he just makes a fabulous product, but I don't know if he's, you know, gone beyond Springfield or not, because it's a small, you know, he's just one guy. Anyway, he's really good. And then we have year-round produce from Box Turtle Farms, and they're just out of town. And then a really good line of tinctures called Teeter Creek Herbs that, I mean, we just have a lot of good local vendors, and we're really proud to offer those products.
So, yeah, you have a lot of, or you clearly like, prioritize local relationships and are able to kind of carry a lot of those local vendors.
We do, and in the summer, we have gobs of local farmers that bring their stuff to our store to sell.
Yeah, I bet. Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today, Diana. It has been such a pleasure. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience before I let you go?
Well, we have the best people. I'll cry. Our employees are fabulous. Love them all. Yeah, I can't say enough about our staff. They're dedicated. They're hardworking. Yeah, they're great.
Thank
Thank you for tuning in to Common Roads. This episode has been made possible thanks to the hard work of Infra staff and Infra member contributors. To learn more about the retailers we serve, visit our retailer directory at naturalfoodretailers.com/retailer-directory.